The Information Commissioner's Office, the ICO, has upheld the Police Ombudsman's decision to neither confirm nor deny that it holds evidence relating to a secret agreement between the British Army and Royal Ulster Constabulary to blame the victims of the McGurkbar massacre for the atrocity. This vicious black propaganda persisted throughout the course of the conflict and compounded the grief of our families. 15 civilians, including 2 children, were murdered in the no-warning British extremist bomb attack on 4th of December 1971. Even before all of the victims were identified, the British state briefed the media with lies about the McGurkbar massacre and its innocent victims. In 2018, I discovered a previously undisclosed and high-level British Army brigade file, which proved that the commander in charge of the British Army in Belfast, Brigadier Frank Kitson, and the RUC colluded within hours of the explosion. RUC have a line that the bomb in the pub was a bomb designed to be used elsewhere. Left in the pub to be picked up by the Provisional IRA. Bomb went off and was a mistake. RUC press office have a line on it, and I should deal with them. The same files proved that the British Armed Forces knew that witness evidence of a loyalist attack on McGurkbar was correct, but they still disseminated the lies that the massacre was a result of a Republican own goal. The Police Ombudsman did not include proof of this secret agreement between the British Army and RUC to blame the innocent victims in its 2011 public statement, and has refused to provide a supplementary report to reflect the significance of this new evidence. In the 2011 report, the Police Ombudsman referred to RUC lies in the duty officer's report 7 hours later at 8 a.m. on 5th of December 1971. The Police Ombudsman's investigation has been unable to establish the precise source of the information on which the author of the duty officer's report relied. It goes on to say, there are no records fully explaining the police rationale for linking the IRA own goal theory to the seat of the explosion being inside the bar. This new evidence proved that the source of the cover-up was the secret agreement between the RUC and Kitson 6 hours before, so in August 2021 I issued a simple request for information from the Police Ombudsman under the Freedom of Information Act 2001. Could you confirm that the Office of the Police Ombudsman Northern Ireland has considered this evidence and when the office considered it, as I see no record of it in its 2011 report into the massacre? If the Office of the Police Ombudsman has considered and investigated, could you provide me with the background information to the secret agreement between the British Army and Royal Ulster Constabulary relating to the bombing of McGurk's Bar? Nevertheless, the Office of the Police Ombudsman withheld the information and said it would neither confirm nor deny it had this critical evidence of police and British Army collusion. The Information Commissioner's Office upheld this terrible decision. Now, this is obviously an outrageous response by a public authority that does nothing but re-traumatise our families as we prepare to commemorate another dreadful anniversary. 51 years after the massacre, and they are still covering it up. Either the Police Ombudsman did not have access to this critical evidence of collusion between the British Army's infamous General Sir Frank Kitson and the RUC, or it had discovered it, but buried it again and didn't tell our families about it. This is a simple request for information, but the Police Ombudsman is willfully withholding it from us. I believe that is because it completely undermines her office's 2011 report and her subsequent failure to investigate. Yet again, this underscores serious problems in the Office of the Police Ombudsman. Where collusion ends and incompetence begins is anyone's guess, until our families receive a proper Article 2 compliant investigation into the McGurkbar massacre and the murder of our loved ones.